Let us pray. Let's bow our head down and thank our Lord. May the Lord bless us once more tonight. Glorious Heavenly Father, we thank you and you give us this possibility to be once more together and to take the bread of life, the source of life, the source of living water, to water our faith and our heart. Bless your word in our heart and prepare it for all of us and also for those who will listen. Let your word tonight edify our heart. We all have need of you, your church here and there, the bride who is still seeking you and depend on you, needs your help. Come to help us in our sufferings. You know what we are going through with this COVID, but you are the only one who can stop all things and put the end and to continue with your work. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for the brothers who will listen, for your word, and for all you will give us. To you we give honor, adoration, and honor. Nothing lack in your house. You give us all the goods, and we want to benefit, to take benefit of them. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Let us read from page 22, where we stopped. I wanted to touch again the point where it was speaking about the heavenly angels, and then also we'll read different passages of scripture related to this. I will set descendants where the bearers collectively of God's message of salvation to the promised Messiah. Later it was Israel, now it is the church, and they abandon their very special position as messenger and bearers of God's lordship and mingled the heavenly angel who fell with Lucifer have become demonic spirit. They are not bound in chains, but they reign as ruler and authorities in heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. In addition to this, the heavenly angel do not have sex, although they have the appearance of men. They can in no way be considered to be related to Genesis 6 or to those passages of the New Testament that relate to Genesis 6. Just this part I wanted to read. And I wanted to take this opportunity to tell you that the passage in Genesis 6, many denominations or churches and also I believe still among us, some people related this message, this part or this chapter with the heavenly angels. And I'd like to read Genesis chapter 4, verse 26. This passage is important. Although what took place in the Garden of Eden, when she became one flesh with the serpent, and then after she went to Adam, but God granted grace and he did not permit the seed to be mingled. God kept or watched over his seed. This is thus said the scripture. There is no doubt. Because the mingle took place after. And reading in Genesis chapter 4, and I believe we read it last time, let us read this verse because it is important. Because of that mingled or that mixing. Verse 25 and 26. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son. And he called his name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord. So from here, the blessing started again with the expectation of to see the Messiah. So as is written in Genesis 3, 16. So the seed of the woman. Everything that took place later, the Tower of Babel, tonight we'll see some wonderful things. It might be that before we did not pay attention on it, but then tonight we see. Let us read in Genesis chapter 6. Let's see something there. Genesis chapter 6. Brother Branham put an accent, because sometimes the translation of the Bible, they do not touch the target, or they do not hit the target. But in verse 3, is something that Brother Branham spoke about, then Brother Frank also put an accent upon it. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. And in the translation, Darby is written, my spirit won't remain always in a man. And then everything changed with this translation. Then we will continue to read to see also what Brother Frank said about it. And the Lord said, this is David translation. My spirit shall not stay or remain always with a man. Many says that he won't stay with man in his mistakes. These sons of God, as we read here, they abandon their lordship. They abandon their position of being messenger of the word. they lost this position because of what happened in Genesis chapter 6. We see how God, although all those things that which took place, God continued to keep his seed. Let us read also in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous and extortioner, or with idolaters, for then must ye need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother, fornicator, covetous, idolater, or railers, or drunkard, or an extortioner, with such one, not to eat. Also Psalm 106 verse 35. Also 1 Chronicles 1 chapter 1. It speaks about the chronology of the seed of Cain. It speaks about the chronology. It speaks about the descendants of Adam, and there we don't find the seed of it speaks about the chronology of the descendants of Adam, but and within there we don't find Cain's name written. Now we continue to read. Second Peter, we read in Second Peter 4 chapter 4 verse 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 and 5. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the whole world, but saved Noah, the hate person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Till here. So we see here how everything is related together, or is connected together, and we continue to read. So there are these three notions: adultery, impurity, and fornication. The first two are normal, although they are forbidden relationship for married or single people. The last one is an abnormal and bestial way of having physical relation for both genders. We live in a time when the normal is called abnormal and the abnormal is considered normal. Let us not forget that according to the word of the Lord, the sign of the time of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah appear together in our time. So they both of them are together. What happened in the days of Noah will happen in these days of the Son of Man. That means at the day of the prophets, because we are living the days in which the prophet has spoken and he addressed us the word of God. He revealed us the word of God. We can find it in Luke 17:30. We know this word and they are important. For the denomination, the prophet was someone who was against women, but no, it was someone against immorality. What took place in the time of Noah and also in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah is still happening today and is going in the same way today. We continue. Who would ever have thought or considered it possible that in the most Christian country in the world, the United States of America, the sin of Sodom, homosexuality, would become a legal institution? When this booklet was written, it was in the year 80. Today we are in 2021. Just look beyond and see what really this word was accomplished. Also the Pope approved. So the Catholic Church approved that man with a man, they can marry, woman and woman, they can marry. From the time of Brother Branham till today, this thing is going fast. The thought of it alone makes us vomit. It is truly the spirit of this century that drags everything into corruption. The Apostle Paul, who had and brought prophetic view, describes the present condition of men and women: abnormal, sexually immoral, and perverse. The present condition of men and women, abnormal, sexually immoral, and perverse. Romans chapter 1, from verse 24 to 32. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness according to the lust of their heart, so that they should dishonor their own body. I will stop just a little bit here. According to the lust of their heart. What does this word mean? So knowing the evil and the good, their desires or their lust, their way of doing was it is the same that they took from their fathers. According to the lust of their heart, because God knows and sees the thoughts of the heart. These two seeds, they are not far, they are still there. We have to say things the way they are. We have to say the way they are, exactly. God has nothing against the human relation he has ordained and their fulfillment, but he hates fornication. Fornication is the worst thing that God can see. God did not want divorce because in the beginning it was not there, but fornication is something, is the worst thing that God could see or can see, for it is bestial and evil. The daughter of Cain presented themselves before the sons of God in a very attractive manner of seduction. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul shows this terrible case of fornication, where a fornicating young man had relation with his father's wife. According to the law, this was incest. We find in Leviticus 18 the list of forbidden relations that are put in the rank of incest and abomination in the eyes of God. The abomination in the eyes of God. 1 Corinthians, already quoted, is included in these things. We can henceforth conclude from Brother Branham's preaching about what happened in Genesis chapter 6, that he received a particular revelation of this subject. Neither in this chapter of Genesis nor elsewhere in the Bible is the state of event as clearly expressed as it is in the way he set out in his preaching. We read in the verse 2, and they took wives out of all that they chose. We might think that they married, as was the custom in the past, and stayed together. But at that time, exactly what is happening now happened. Young people are living with this one today and the next day with that one. There are many who do not want to marry at all, but as they said, to live together as comrades. If this trend continues, what will be of the family and the society in the short time? This matter is serious. God will put an end to all this. On one side were the daughter of Cain, and on the other side were the sons of or descendant of Seth, who were called sons of God, while the other were called daughter of men. Here we see clearly Genesis chapter 4:24. God, through the message which he gave to this last generation, the message to bring bring us back to the region, to bring the heart back to the Father's heart, the seven seals were open for everything to come to light. Everything that was in Genesis was declared or was revealed for those who wanted to take it. They could take it and glorify the name of the Lord and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And open our understanding for us to obey totally to your word. We won't ever be in grateful enough before God for what he has done for us. We continue to read Genesis 19. In Genesis 19, we can see let us in Genesis 19. You all know what took place with Lot, what happened with Lot. When the angel went to visit him, when they went to visit Sodom and Gomorrah, today is not better than that time. It's the same. We can see the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot was pushed by the angel to go out. The angels, the messenger of God. And here you can see how the seed of the devil was going beyond the limit. Was trying to overcome all the what was good and to make unclean everything. And we continue to read. As we all know, Christ had to come out of the pure line of Seth according to the flesh. For this reason, at the beginning I say God did not permit, even though he said a man has to leave his mother and father and become one flesh with a woman, God did not permit the seed of his seed to be mingled. He did not permit it. They were two different seeds because this pure line supposed to be preserved. And this is important. It's important for the election, for our salvation, for our edification, and for us to be to be clave to God, to Christ, and also for us to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. As we all know, Christ had to come out of the pure line of Seth according to flesh. But then, when the mingling took place, God said, "My spirit will not abide in a man forever, for man is only flesh," is what we read before. I don't know if you have some comment about this on this verse. Is written, the Spirit of God will not abide, will not abide, or will not dwell always. So the translation says, my spirit will not remain or dwell in a man forever. So is of great importance. For this reason today, we can see the importance of receiving the Holy Ghost to arrive at the point where the powerful action of God comes upon a man and the man is sealed. Exactly as it was at the beginning. This is what the true believer has to search for, is his desire for him to be ready for the rapture. My spirit will not abide in a man forever, for man is only flesh. You see that mingling, that mixing, the spiritual mixing and physical and physical. It brought abominable things before God, fornications, and that is serious. Also, in number, the same thing happened with Balaam, because the Moabite. I wrote down a note here. I wrote it down in my Bible as I had blank page. So the Moabites, they were the descendants of Lot, and Moab represent Jordan. Edom is Esau. Those who went to Israel, they explained them this part of so where there is the border, other borders, so you could see it, the mountain of Edom. The Moabite did not want to help Israel. So do you see the nature? We are studying all together for us to be edified and for us to be to be attached to God. We continue to read. The sons of God were of flesh and blood. They had the right to marry, but they had no right to take unbelieving women of the seed of Cain to commit fornication with them. Now we read some passage of scriptures. What do you think about today? How many times Brother Branham spoke about it? A son of man cannot be married with an unbeliever. The same for a woman, cannot take a unbeliever husband. It's important. Hallelujah. This thing must enter. Today we don't see it because there's a confusion among us. People did not realize it and they don't understand. They do all things. They do all things. We have to anchor to the word of God and to say to God, do not permit this. I read it once again. The descendants of Seth was of flesh and blood. To the seed of Seth, the Messiah supposed to come, they were flesh of and blood. They had no right to marry, but they had no right to. They had right to marry, but they had no right to take unbelieving women of the seed of Cain. And you may ask me, how can we know? Here, there is nothing that we have to know, but it's just about to stay in the Word of God. It's about staying in the Word of God. We have to stay in the descendants. Whether white, black, you have to stay in this descendants. Let us read Genesis 24. Genesis 24. From verse 3, and we read also verse 4. Let's start from verse 1. And Abram was old and was stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abram in all things. And Abram said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughter of Canaanite, among whom I dwell. The Lord say, you are in the word, but you are not part of the word.
Amen.
We are in the word, but we are not part of the word. Abram was there with the Canaanite, but he was not part of them. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughter of the Canaanite, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And then he asked, if the woman will not be willing to follow thee? And then Abraham said, and if the woman will not willing to come to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my heart. Only bring not my son tear again. Amen. Hallelujah. You see how is deep and how is important. How many deep teaching that God gave us. Blessed is the heart that took them and stored them, and now is practicing them. It is still time to practice. Let us also read in Number 13, is in the book of Ezra. Is in the book of Nehemiah 13, verse 25. You can read from verse 23. You see, this word has this word, they must go together. They cannot be separated, either in the New or in the Old Testament. In those days also, he's reading something. So he read 25, now he's reading 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish woman cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress again how God, in marrying strange wives? Now we are reading Ezra chapter 9, and verse 2. For they have taken of their daughter for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled. Underline it. I like this word. So that the holy seed. I have many passages of the scripture. We preach about a subject. The holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yet the hand of the princes of the ruler had been chief in this trespass. Hallelujah. So this word, when you say, my spirit will not abide in a man forever, for the man is only flesh. What is the meaning of it? We, by God's grace, if by God will, on Sunday we'll speak about this topic. But let us take Ezekiel 36. We spoke already about this. I want just to add, that's why today either the messenger of the end time, either the faithful servant, either other servants of the living God, they bring the right word and they preach the word, the right word, for those who hear them to be blessed and sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is the way. The way the church or the bride before to go must be sealed with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For this reason, the heart of the children must be brought back to the fathers. What was removed from God in that generation because of their mingling or incapacity, God now he gives it back through the restoration of the tree, and he put everything back to the candlestick. He opened us a way to go back exactly as he was in the beginning. It's a blessing, it's a grace. Is something that touch the heart and touch our heart, and those who listen to this word, they longing to seek the Lord with all their strength, with all their heart, for them to be at the place which God want them to, where God want them to be, and for them to be the bearers of the word of God, bearers of the grace of God, not like today. Not like today. Today we are bearers of this grace, and those who would like to be bearers of blessing and peace, they are being put down by other people for them to destroy the work of God. So they hinder them. And I say that in the name of the Lord. But they could not stop them. And they won't stop them. The bride of Jesus Christ will be in a perfect harmony with the word of God. And he be a bearer of blessing. Hallelujah. So this passage of the scripture in Ezekiel 36 verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen. Now I understand this word. When I read it, I said with humility. When I seen it, I never really pay attention to the translation. When we read the Bible, we can see deep things. And we see how everything is connected from Genesis to Revelation. And that makes you happy. You rejoice. For this reason, this word now we can understand it deeply. For I will take you among the heathen and gather you out of all countries, and I bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. Stay there. Stay in the same line. And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. It's not finished yet. And I will take away the stony heart. I put that spirit for you to seek, for us to seek him, for us to go back to him. Before, when they have seen the trap or temptation, they fall into it. They've just felt. A new spirit will I put within you, and I take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I give you a heart of flesh. I put my spirit. Here is the key. And you can cry out to the Lord to thank him. I will put my spirit within you. Within you. And cause you to walk in my statute. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Finish. After that they won't be seen anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks to be given to the Lord. God first removed his spirit. Then he says, finish. He says, just, they are only flesh. Just look around us today. May God help us to enter deep in the depth, and for us to enter in the deep longing of the Lord, for his spirit to come within me, and for me to cry to him and to thank him, and to bear fruits which are manifest. Hallelujah. I stop here. It's important. This precious word, my spirit won't abide in a man forever, because a man is only flesh. When we start preaching about restoration, years pass, many years have passed when the restoration was preached. But as we say, when God wants to work or to go forward, the devil is trying to pull you back. But the devil cannot stop God. It's not possible. And time will come in which everything will be put at the right place. All the pieces of the puzzle will be put back rightly. And the restoration was necessary. All the denomination churches, they were all mixed, or marriage and divorce. When the Lord revealed, he gave the revelation of marriage and divorce, and he gave also the revelation about what took place in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, between Adam and Eve. Brother Branham was shocked and was touched, because he had a close friends which were remarried. Here we have the return to the beginning. We have to cleave to it. Better suffer in the Spirit of God, being in the Spirit of God, than going out. Hallelujah. Let us continue. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. See how this verse finds its place in what we are saying now, and it finds also authority. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. Do you see? Still the seed of the serpent, and the grace of God, for whom who have the Spirit of God within him. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life, the Spirit is life because righteousness. Exodus also. We see how the Lord grants grace. We see how he blesses his word in his children. Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. You see the descendants of Seth, the descendants of the Messiah, the line or the descendants of the Word of God, the descendants of the true servant of God. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Hallelujah. May God bless our heart. Let's continue to read. The sons of God were of flesh and blood. They had the right to marry, but they had no right to take unbelieving women of the seed of Cain to commit fornication with them. According to the word of God, this man had the Spirit of God. That is clear. For the children of God have the Spirit of God. For it is written, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, it does not belong to him. The verse we read before in Romans. Brother Branham, as God's messenger, make it this clear. God has not objected to eating and drinking, nor to marriage in general. For these are things of daily life that belong to the human being, both for the believer and for the unbeliever. The sons of God had simply taken the daughter of Cain to live in common with them. As we pointed out earlier, this is a perfect sign for the time in which we live. Amen. Amen. Luke 17:24 is the time we're living in. Should we not depart from this spirit? As we read before, this makes us vomit. There are thousands and thousands of people living together without belonging to each other. Today is like this. They live together but they don't belong to each other. Today people want to make their experiences first. Then they do not recognize that the devil is leading them into corruption. That's why Brother Branham, his word, he had a hard saying, also the teaching, but for whom was the teaching hard? When he took each one of us, and the Lord said, my friend, where are you going? Look a little bit here, look here. And we made a vow. We say, Lord, yes, you are right. But how many continue in the same, how many is continuing the same way to take the same teaching? I remember from the here 72, how many people did continue in that way? Today, we can't see it. We can't see those who continue and those who did not. It's true. It's true. For this reason, today, there's sufferance when we see certain things which are still there. But by God's grace and by His mercy, you and me are going out. We are going forward. There are thousands and thousands of people living together without belonging to each other. Today, people want to make their experience first, and they do not recognize that the devil is leading them into corruption. In this generation, what happened before the flood is being replicated. People have abandoned normal relationship to indulge to unnatural ones. This means that if living together does not correspond to the natural needs that God has determined for each species, the Bible calls it fornication. I searched the word fornication in a dictionary, Larousse, of here 70. I wanted to find the definition of fornication. In the dictionary, it says is a simple sin of the flesh. So that means carnal relationship between people who are not married, or people who are not even bound by a vow, so they're just living in this way. Almost 100 years ago, this is a dictionary of almost a century ago. So it gives also an example of the Jewish people when they forsook God to go to the idols. We continue to read here. It was the need of the animal order among the daughter of Cain that eventually embraced the sons of God and dragged them into these fornication practices. Let us read John 8:44. John 8:44. We can read from verse 43. Why do ye not understand my speech? Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. There is a question, there is also an answer. Because ye cannot hear my word, ye are of your father the devil. And the lust of the father of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. You see how what we read in Genesis chapter 4 comes back here. Do you see it? Since the beginning, the sons of God, they mingled with the daughter of man. The ancient serpent, the devil, Satan, the Antichrist, you can call him with all his name, he's still him. He fell down from heaven. They threw him out of heaven. And he did what he did. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. How can they not to believe the word of God? May God grant grace. Because having the Spirit of God within us, we can be ambassadors, ambassador of Christ, of the word of God. For those who have to be converted to enter. Hallelujah. For the return to take place, to go back in the beginning, knowing the traps of the devil, we know them already. Here is the discernment, the presence of God in your life, the discernment of the Holy Spirit, for you to understand well the traps of the devil and to depart from them, and to say, this I don't want, with authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and say, this is the way, this is the path, come and let's go. Let us convert to the Lord. Let's return, as we read in Micah chapter 4 and Isaiah. May God bless our heart. One more verse, Isaiah chapter 14, 29. Isaiah 14, 29. Rejoice not thou, all Palestine, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken, for out of the serpent's roots, shall come forth a cockatrice. In other translation is written the viper. Because John the Baptist, when the Pharisees came to him, he called them a serpent, race of serpent. In Matthew 23. Verse 33. There are many other passages. Let us read from verse 31. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. You see this word, killed the prophet. What they are doing today? With their tongues they killed the servant of God. Fill ye up then the misery of your fathers, ye serpent, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in the synagogue, in your synagogue, and persecute them from city to city. Is this result to you? This word is thus say the Lord. Is thus say the Lord. For this reason today, we see what we see. Maybe another occasion we speak about it. There is already seed who is there, which is there, and destroys or or you want to destroy the children of God, or you want to contamine them. The generation of serpent. Serpent, ye generation of vipers, we see is a root. We stop here. Let us continue to read. Today, all this can be referred to as pornography and sodomy. Many years ago, when these things were beginning to happen, I received a direct warning from God in a dream, in which He mentioned these things by name. I have never had a book that corresponds to this. The Lord is calling out a group that has escaped corruption. We can let ourselves be washed and purified by the precious blood of the Lamb. The firstborn do not have to rely on human means. The firstborns, the descendants of the Lord. The firstborn do not have to rely on human means. They are delivered, redeemed, and protected by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for this. Hallelujah. Amen. So protection is through the obedience of the Word of God and submission and being under the blood of the Lamb, under the covenant that God made with us, to go back in the right teaching, the teaching which God wants or which God gave us today. And this is a wonderful thing. Paul's serious exhortation in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11, is fully justified. The fact that the young man who has slept with his father's wife. Now that I have written to you, is that you should not have relation with anyone who calls himself a brother and is fornicating or covetous or idolatrous or abusive or drunkard or kidnapper. Nor should you even eat with such a man. You see what a separation the man of God, the daughter of God, they must maintain or keep this separation for them to be away from this seduction that could come and could defile your heart and my heart. Have you understood it? It's important. First Corinthians 5:11. First Corinthians chapter 5. Is we read it before? Someone once, he asked me a question, to whom should we separate ourselves from? This is one of the, this is part of the separation that we should have. Verse 11, but now, let's start from verse 9. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world. We read it before. Or with the covetous extortioner, with idolaters, for then must ye need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one not know to eat. Amen. Here, where is a here is where we find sanctification, because we should be separated. May God help us to be saint as our Heavenly Father is saint. Is it written? Amen. Do not have anything to do with such a person for your heart to be clean and to be sure that at whatever the time you call upon the Lord, He will answer to you. Because when there is something unclean in your life, then you wax cold and you have difficulties to find the contact with the Lord. You know, we have to have always contact or relationship with our Lord and our Savior. Do we still have time? Those who have to do something, they can. Or we can stop now and then pray the Lord. And then we start with the circular letter 25, February 1981. Because we've been already an hour and, yeah, more than an hour. We can stop here. May God bless our heart. I believe that they are wonderful and deep things. Personally, that passage of Ezekiel, I never seen it in such a way, like in the way I seen it tonight. It's like doors open, because everything comes from Genesis. Everything starts from the beginning. And we see today once more how the Lord speaks to us and instruct us for us to walk in the truth. Because I want to be ready, and I believe each one of us want the same. For this reason we are here, we are gathered. For this reason we are edifying one another. That verse opened many things to me, and I've understood many things since the time the Lord called me. And I thank the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul for His faithfulness. And everything comes at His time. I never seen this thing before. So the brother is speaking about Genesis. the verse in Genesis chapter 6, where the Spirit of God will not dwell. So, if the Spirit of God remain in a man, his life change. You can see, for example, Samson, when the Spirit of God left him, he was flesh. He did not have power anymore. He did not have might. For this reason, the presence of God is something special. May God help us to keep this fellowship with Him, to keep the candle on or the lamp on for Him to speak to us at any time. May God bless us. Who feels to thank the Lord? Say, Father, you speak to me, you speak to all of us, and you grant us grace. Even if there is this monitor, the screen before us, but the Word of God does not have any barrier. The Spirit of God and the revelation of God does not have any barrier. Goes beyond all things. It dwells in the dimension that in which you and me we cannot see. It's like faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the Lord. My Almighty God, thank you for the word that you gave us tonight, for your teaching. Heavenly Father, sometimes carnal thoughts bring us out of your truth, but grant us grace and come and help us with your Spirit for us to receive your word, for each one of us to live according to your will, Father. It's true, Lord, according to your statute, grant us grace to forsake our flesh, to forsake our thoughts, to forsake all the carnal feeling, as is written, the one who loves his mother, father, or son more than me is not worthy of me. We want to forsake, or we want to abandon ourselves to your word. We want to commit ourselves and abandon ourselves to your will. Lead us in that life in which we want to walk in the same path of Christ day after day. Please, Lord, if you see the chains, lose the chains. Set free your people, your church, for your thoughts to be in there, and for it to work with your feeling, with your mind, and if you gave your life for your brethren, Lord, you gave your life for the sinners, Father. We want the life like yours, and we want to honor you, we want to glorify you, not with the words, but with the testimony of our own lives, abandoned to your Spirit and to your word. Grant us grace and take us by hand and lead us. You are with your church. May you bless us. Give us strength to win every single trial. Yes, Heavenly Father, for your name to triumph and to be glorified. It's true that we're living in a difficult time in which we cannot even we cannot even meet together, but give us the same heart, the same soul, and be with us day after day. We ask it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.